A major change is coming in the way Alaska veterans get medical care. Congressional leaders announced Monday that TriWest, the subcontractor acting as an intermediary between veterans and medical providers, will no longer be responsible for booking appointments. Veterans in Alaska have criticized the appointment process as a major bottleneck in accessing critical care. As Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, many see the change as a small potential improvement within a larger web of problems connected to the 2014 Choice Act.
Retired Army Sergeant Zach Sherman lives in Fairbanks, and last fall he tried to make an appointment through the VA for help with worsening health issues connected to post-traumatic stress that began with his deployments in Iraq.
So I called in October saying, you know, I really need some help. I'm in a lot of pain, and I'm really depressed, and I'm having anxiety issues, and I'm non-functional, and I need your assistance.
Weeks later, Sherman was sent to a local clinic. The experience was demoralizing. He says it wasn't a good practice, and at the end, he was left without a real diagnosis, just referrals for more tests elsewhere. When he tried to arrange those follow-ups, the real nightmare began.
So I had to call TriWest. Then TriWest had to go, well, we don't have the authorization. So I had to call the doctor to force the doctor to give...
Until about a year ago, it was the VA that handled making follow-up appointments like this. They knew nearby providers and understood the circumstances for local vets. Now, Sherman found himself calling TriWest and driving back and forth to get referrals in order to finally get an x-ray at an imaging clinic.
Call a month later to say, why has no one called me about my x-rays, to have them tell me, oh, well, we didn't see anything, so we didn't bother calling you.
It was frustrating, time-consuming, and there were mistakes. Sherman would be routed to a TriWest call center in Hawaii, where employees would direct him to medical options hundreds of miles away, or book appointments with doctors who didn't actually accept VA coverage. Describing TriWest's performance with booking appointments, Sherman, who is a former infantryman, doesn't mince words.
I think that a show may be a compliment to them.
The news that starting next month, the VA will once again handle booking medical appointments for vets might sound small, but for those working closely on the problem, it's pretty significant.
I think it's a major change, actually.
Verdi Bowen directs the state's Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, which connects veterans in Alaska with VA resources. Sitting in his office in Anchorage, Bowen says one of the problems over the last year has been that TriWest didn't actually have staff in Alaska to understand the nuances of the state's healthcare system. That's improved since the company moved six staffers to the state earlier this year, and now that local VA employees are the ones booking appointments, Bowen thinks the process will be even more effective.
It'll make it easier for the veteran to stay within the healthcare network that they want to be in. That's number one. And number two, it'll also help that if the veteran does not want to go to that doctor or to that service, they'll be able to talk to someone directly, one-on-one, and be able to fix those issues right up front.
TriWest isn't going away. They'll still handle billing medical providers, which Bowen at DMVA says they actually do faster than the VA. He described the new arrangement as the best of both worlds. It's unclear what the change means for tax dollars paid to TriWest. The company is compensated based on completed appointments. It featured prominently in a recent investigation by National Public Radio into larger problems ushered in by the 2014 Choice Act passed by Congress. TriWest declined a request for an interview, but in an email, spokesperson Elaine Labitz wrote, "When pieces to the process are eliminated or revised, payment is appropriately recalibrated." Sherman isn't too optimistic. He's lost six friends that he served with to suicide in the last 2.5 years, and thinks that while changes to the appointment process will help vets connect with care, it's a relatively modest adjustment to a confusing bureaucratic process.
You know, I'm pretty high functioning and have a good support network. If I didn't, I probably wouldn't be here.
The Alaska VA resumes control of appointments starting July 10th. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.